First Chronicles 7.
The sons of Issachar: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. The sons of Tola: Uzzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their ancestral houses.
Namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600.
The son of Uzzi, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah: Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah, 5, all of them chiefs.
And along with them, by their generations, according to their ancestral houses, were units of the fighting force, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kindred, belonging to all the families of Issachar, were in all 87,000 mighty warriors, enrolled by genealogy.
The sons of Benjamin: Bela, Beker, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela: Esbon, Uzzi, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, 5, heads of ancestral houses, mighty warriors.
And their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034.
The sons of Beker: Zamira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth.
All these were the sons of Beker, and their enrollment by genealogies according to their generations, as heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200.
The sons of Jediel: Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan: Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Canaanah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar.
All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their ancestral houses, mighty warriors, 17,200, ready for service in war.
And Shuppim and Huppim were the sons of Hashem the son of Aher. The descendants of Naphtali: Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh: Asriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore. She bore Maker, the father of Gilead. And Maker took a wife for Huppim and for Shuppim. The name of his sister was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters. Maacah, the wife of Maker, bore a son, and she named him Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rekem. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Maker, son of Manasseh. And his sister Hamoliketh bore Ishod, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaiah were Ahian, Shechem, Likai, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim: Shuthelah, and Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthelah his son, and Ezer and Eliad.
Now the people of Gath, who were born in the land, killed them, because they came down to raid their cattle. And their father Ephraim mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. Ephraim went into his wife, and she conceived and bore a son, and he named him Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Sheerah, who built both lower and upper Beth-horon and Uzzen-Sheerah.
Repha was his son, Resheph his son, Telah his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son.
Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, as far as Aya and its towns. Also along the borders of the Manassites, Beth-shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, son of Israel.
The sons of Asher: Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah: Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Berzeath. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet: Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashveth. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer: Ahi, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. The sons of Helam, his brother: Zopha, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zopha: Shua, Harnifer, Shuel, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beera. The sons of Jether, Japhana, Pispah, and Era. The sons of Ala, Era, Haniel, and Reziah.
All of these were men of Asher, heads of ancestral houses, select mighty warriors, chief of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men.